won't stop, get guap. 10 white toes and them 20 flip-flops. Manicures and pedicures, I'm always tip-top. When they say I'm not hot, all these lies need to stop. Cause I'm white, haters wanna fight me.
Here we shit again.
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello. Today is Monday, April 15th, and I'm on my way to work. Again, this is the Poachley, I guess, episode 27. So I did a podcast the other day where I streamed it, where I was going to get a Red Dead Redemption 2, and that was a big old mess. It was very shittily planned. I could have planned it a lot better, let's just put it that way. I tried to edit it, you know, and even though the app, the Podbean app, is pretty good, it's not, you know, the app itself is not really intuitive, and some things, like the editing features, are could use some work. So, needless to say, it probably was something easy, but I fucked up and I erased most of. I was trying to blur out my number, which the GameStop guy made me say out loud. Even though, you know, I just wanted to type into the screen, but he fucking clicked out of his portal where. It lets you type in your phone number on the credit card machine, and then it pulls up your information. He took it off of that, and then he made me just give it to him out loud. So I went to go back and edit that, and ended up editing half the podcast. But it's all right. I think it, you know, and I just left it there. I was gonna actually remove all the noise from when I was in the GameStop. I was, you know, kind of too lazy. I haven't went back and listened to that podcast, so hopefully it wasn't too cringy or awkward or, you know. There probably was a lot of background noise going on, though. And I was trying to see if it was interesting, you know, and how the quality was, because I actually hid the mic, you know, so it wasn't noticeable by any means. So so it was like a social experiment in a way, kinda. But yeah, today's beautiful. It's raining. I love rain. I don't know, I always think back of good times in grade school. You know, walking home from school, I had to walk home for the majority of my school years until the later years. But it just reminds me of those good times, you know, like running home when it was wet. Like getting home, started raining, you know, and playing, you know, so it just, there's a lot of good memories that are tied to rainy days, so I love it. I really don't want to go to work today. I actually had a really hard time getting up today, like just waking up. Usually, you know, I wake up right away. I don't necessarily have the motivation or the willpower to get up. Today I just didn't have any. I was fucking tired. I didn't want to get up. But it's another, you know, bullshit part of my job. You know, this would be such a, I don't want to deal with driver day. It looks like the roads are already packed. I'm running late. But fuck it, I don't know, it's fucking stupid. I'm not looking forward to today at all. I'm so burnt out, like, it's so, like, the job is, it's so crazy to me how great this job is, and at the same time, like, how shitty it is. Like, on paper, you know, for me, it's ideal. Like, besides the part that I have people who I don't want to work with on my team. So apart from that, you know, everything else is perfect. The job itself, you know, my responsibilities, the pay is okay, you know, like, all that on paper is good, except actually doing it, you know, like, it's just so frustrating, like, being on a, like, in a position where you can't do shit, you know, like, feeling like you haven't accomplished anything at the end of the day for 2 years, you know, and the shittiest part about it, it's like, I feel like it's a conspiracy almost. Like, I feel like they're almost conspiring to do it that way. Like, you know, I feel like if these guys really wanted to, you know, we'd be at zero by the end of the week, and zero tickets by the end of the week, and that, of course, is the metric that the key component of our job, you know, the one that, the thing that dictates, you know, if we're doing a good or bad job. And that's basically stayed the same as an average since I've been working there, and the times that we have brought it down significantly, you know, I did a ridiculous amount of overtime, you know, like 20 hours in a week, you know, like, just overexerting myself, like, for this, for the common good, you know. But obviously, you know, no one really, you know, like, after that, they just, you know, they know that there's less of a ticket count, so they take it even more nonchalant, you know. They try even less, which, you know, is kind of, just, I love my job. What can I say? I'm getting sick of all of it, you know. Like, well, it used to be cool, you know. We used to have, I don't know, it used to be more exclusive. Like, our IT department was, on its own, like, you know, apart from the rest of the company, and it had a different vibe, you know. And we even had, like, our, it had more of a family vibe, even though we were, like, you know, everyone. So the vibe that I got before, so a couple months back, we had to move to the third floor from the first floor. And before, it was just a big, you know, small area of the building that was just IT. And our sister company started expanding. So, this guy almost rammed into me, fucking dumbass. And not my red light, by the way. And anyway, so a few months back, our sister company started expanding, so they moved us to the third floor, and so we lost that, what it was like, you know, our own area. Now we have to interact with, like, sales, marketing, and HR, facilities. So, you know, it's not really the funnest environment to be around, especially when you have HR right across the hallway. And before, you know, it was more of a IT experience. You know, any IT company I've worked for, and any company I've worked for, the IT department has always been chill and a totally different vibe than the rest of the company. And now it kind of, you know, when they moved us, it kind of took that away, since we have to kind of play, you know, we gotta be more political since we're around all the other departments. But anyways, the point I was getting at, what was the point I was getting at? I guess I hate my job. That's the point I was getting at. I don't know. Trying to think of my point, but watch this fucking driver that's driving way too close to me on a rainy day is getting on my nerves, you know, especially since there's like, I could see if I was driving slowly and there's no cars in front of me, but, you know, there's fucking cars in front of me, like, you know, like, right now, this traffic is coming to a halt, and this guy's fucking still, like, on my ass, like, fuck, are you that much in a hurry? Fuck. Ready-made builder supply, 801-969-3481. We got pre-hung doors, roof, truss, and custom cabinets. ReadyMadeBuilders.com for the most trusty roof. I don't know. I was going to make a catchy jingle, but I'm not feeling it today. I don't want to go to work. I had some good ideas, but now I can't really implement them because, you know, I have to go get a paycheck. So frustrating. My salary is just enough to cover all of my bills and most of my expenses, but, you know, not enough to, like, really yield me a savings or actually significantly cut down on debt, you know, and it's coming to a climax where I don't know what to do. I'm hopeful that my DACA processing goes through clearly, you know, because until then I'm kind of in a vice grip, you know, where I kind of have to play ball with this company and hope that, you know, if it does expire, hope that they don't realize it, hope they don't notice. And I just continue to work there with my, you know, and then can just update my information once it gets updated. But I've heard a lot of stories where people get fired because they're DACA, you know, and that actually happened to me at this company, in the past. So I don't know. I'm hopeful that, that things turn around here, but I doubt it. I need a lot more income, I'm getting sued by a credit card company now, you know, and it was kind of shitty because I had immaculate credit, you know, since I started my credit history, never missed a payment. And just over the last couple months, it's just gotten downhill, and I don't know what to do. You know, I'm just seeing how it goes, and it just bothers me. Like, my family, that, you know, they're so worried about, like, insignificant stuff. Like, for example, like we got some cabinets installed recently at my house, you know, and I don't really, you know, I don't care, you know, I know I'm not in the position to be remodeling my living area, you know, I do think cleaning and organizing is important, you know, to have a good environment to be around, but I don't necessarily think you should be worrying about renovating your house or, like, upgrading your furniture, your furnace, you know, like just stuff, like, you know, if it works, slow down. But yeah, so, like, if it works, why you have to upgrade it? Like, if it's not broken, why replace it? And you know, that's something that's come up. I don't know, like, it's just something that comes up a lot in my family. Like, you know, they just carry on like there's not all these problems in this world, and I'm just, like, fed up with it. Like, I don't know how they can go, you know, carry themselves with very little hope, you know, and with all their problems, and I don't know. But yeah, I'm grateful that, you know, my dad helped me with my cabinets and helped me get them replaced. I just you know, it's not my priority by any means, like, and I don't, you know, I wish my family were on the same mindset, you know, understanding that we're in a desperate time as a family, you know, we've had a few tragedies within the last couple of years, some deaths in the family, some unexpected deaths, and we're in recovery mode, you know, we're still rebuilding, we're still recovering from that financially, politically, we're still asylum seekers, I guess you could say. We're still not really considered part of this nation, but I don't know. So here I'm almost at my job. I'm thinking if there's something. So one of my executives, the one who actually made the final sign off on hiring me the first two times I joined the company, was a great guy. I have a lot of respect for him. Is actually leaving the company, so I learned about this on Friday, and a lot of people, you know, it's a big move. You know, anytime an executive leaves, it's a big deal in the company. And they might be wanting to bring in someone with a lot more experience in that field, because he transitioned from chief technology officer to chief operations officer. And so instead of overseeing information technology and engineering, he started overseeing operations. So more of a numbers guy, more of a money driven, you know, the actual how are we making money, how can we make more money. And I think, is this him right here? The BMW. I don't think that was him, but that's his BMW that he company owned BMW. So I don't know, something's happening there. Anytime that happens, it's like a domino effect. People want his job, like, you know, someone, like, for example, if my boss went for that job and he got it, you know, someone would then have to replace my boss. And or let's say my boss's boss went for that job, then someone would have to replace him. And let's say my boss goes for that job, then I leave. You know, so it's always kind of good. It's when someone high up leaves the company unexpectedly, it's always a benefactor, you know, for anyone else, you know. And I even entertained the thought, you know, oh, maybe I should be, you know, there's no way, especially a Mormon, you know, company like this, there's no way that they would hire a first immigration immigrant such as myself, Mexican, you know, born, to run a company that's, you know, so... to help run a company, you know. But that would be cool. You know, I always, you know, those movies where they hire token people for high up positions, you know, they don't really, you know, they're just rich people, and they don't really care that you're not, you know, they just need someone that's black. So they, I don't know. An example, there's probably just one example of that. Make it seem like there's a whole bunch, but anyways, I'm here at work, still raining. I don't want to go inside. Oh, God. Hopefully, things change for me here. I'm gonna chill here with you guys for a second. Let me put on some of this clear ice in for my exhausted eyes. And I guess I'm just gonna go inside. I don't know. CX News, Mexican Andy says he's quitting. Who knows if he really is. Ice Poseidon is in Japan. What else? Haven't heard from Hampton Brandon. But yeah, who cares? They're old news. Fucking, I donated to Ice Poseidon yesterday in stream, and it didn't even, you know, I got scammed. Like, it just said that I donated, it didn't say my message, and I think that stems from another stream when I was talking shit in the chat, so maybe I got banned. But he'll still take my money, which is funny. And maybe there's something I don't know about, you know, that prompted that, where, you know, maybe he disabled a feature or something. But if he did ban me from that, it's kind of shitty, especially if he'd still take my money. Like, I'm considering just taking a chargeback, like asking Google for a refund, just because, you know, it's so annoying. Like, I never feel happy donating to Ice Poseidon. Like, I like a lot of the other people in the CX network, but I don't know, I always feel scammed when I give him money. But Red Dead Redemption, haven't really played it that much. It is pretty good, but I don't know. I can't give you much anything else to go off of besides that. City State, I started playing that a bit this weekend. So, political simulator, I guess you could say. Build your own state and cities, and it's like a sandbox type game. I recommend it, you know, if you like that kind of stuff. I've always been into those kind of games. But stay tuned. I have some ideas coming up. I want to, like, have a different, like, I don't know, I'll explain it in a different video. I still want to do a couple more different video, like, but I want to have different series within my channel. Like, I want to have, like, a Poachly podcast, a Poachly news, a Poachly biographies, you know, kind of like Vice, how Vice has its different genres within its channel, but they have separate channels. I want to do it all in one channel and just create this one little universe and create a little world and community around it. So I don't know, it's not really the show, it's not gaining any momentum, but I'm slowly getting random followers here and there, and I don't know if they're actively going back and listening. I haven't looked at the stats, but it's nice to see activity. Like, if it would have been stalemated at, you know, 2-3 followers, I might have given up by now. But it's nice to see, you know, if I actually do something, just keep doing it eventually it grows. So I kind of, you know, I see the end of the tunnel. I see all the work involved, and I'm not necessarily in the position to put in all the work, but I put in as much work as I can every day. And you know, it's gotten me this far. You know, I have to push further. There's so much on my mind. Like, I help with my sister's business, my brother's business, and I still feel like I owe them. You know, they helped me get out of some debt last year and gave me some big deposits, and I never got in the position to fulfill their... I finished their websites, but I fucked up on my end. They got erased, and so I have to do them again. And I just haven't gotten around to it, so I kind of feel for them. I don't know. I have so much shit I need to do. I have so little time. I'm so much in debt. You know, it makes it very easy to just consider just killing yourself and getting it over with. But, I can't do that. I don't know. I guess we'll see what comes of life, but... Thanks for tuning in if you're listening, and this has been the Apostle podcast, and let me wait for the 25 minutes so I can end on an even number. Trying to think of a one-liner I could say, but can't really think of anything right now. Go Jazz. The Jazz lost, by the way. I didn't watch the game, but I saw the news clip. Have a nice day.